Dude, the because like they also talked about how money would become invented, and like, you know, you're just like some dude chilling in like the Yucatan somewhere like a long time ago, and some guy just rolls up and like shows you a coin. And he was like, "Check this out." And you're like, "What the fuck is that?" And he's like, "It's money." He's like, "You're like, I'm cool. I got a farm. I don't really." He's like, "No, you need to bring me like 1,000 of these every year, or we'll just take your shit." Some people will be like, "Well, how the fuck am I supposed to get that stuff?" So they just introduce money and then levy tax. And like, well, if you join the military, we'll give you just happens to give you $1,000 to do this. So they go into how like you just go into a place, issue money, tax people, and it forces people to do certain activities to get like to bring.
That's why I hate the Federal Reserve, dude.
Dude,
that's why me and JFK hate the Federal Reserve.
I mean, careful, bro.
True.
I might shoot you.
True. You are a Catholic, dude. The Catholics control the fucking Federal Reserve.
Do they? Very possible.
Finian, dude. There's a Finian fucking conspiracy.
Really?
There's a Finian cabal.
Is it really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
The fucking Catholics control the Federal Reserve.
Possibly.
I think that's true. There's a Finian conspiracy. I think it's Finian. I think I'm saying
Finian's correct. A great word, dude.
Finian, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to say that all the time now.
Yep.
So when Catholics up to no good, they're Finians?
Yeah.
Is that where the term Finna comes from?
I don't know. I just know that there's like chants in soccer games between like Rangers and Celtic about like Finian blood being spilled.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. But.
Dude, that book is fantastic, man.
JFK tried to shut down the Fed. What happened?
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln was a little bit against it.
David Graeber died this year. The guy who wrote that book died this year. Internal bleeding.
From getting gut punched by a Finian.
Finian. Yeah, one of those fucking money hungry Catholics, dude.
Catholic. Like, gut punched him to death. He's like, "Hey, you're touching me money."
Enough of this nonsense.
And now we got Biden. Now we got Biden in there. Jeez. What do you think's going to happen with the Federal Reserve?
Not looking good.
Catholics linking up.
These motherfuckers.
Money. Dude. Boy pussy. The two things Catholics love. Money.
Directed by Lena Dunham.
It's like, that'd be good. Be money awesome. And boy pussy, and then directed by Lena Dunham. That's a good episode. Where are we at time-wise? 54. God, I wish you would pay attention, Lemaire.
Yeah, he's on his phone.
What are you doing over there?
I looked over
what?
Dawdling on your phone.
Do me a favor. Google Catholic Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on there.
Dude, there was also...
See if the Catholics really control the Federal Reserve. You're going to be into this. I think they do.
There was this thing in the book. He goes into other...
Please let us be the ones controlling the money.
That'd be awesome, dude. That'd be so sick.
Then I'll be so offended if any of you ever talk about it. Like, how dare you?
That's...
It's a Catholic conspiracy.
It is, dude. Big time. I mean, they have their own
kind. Clear your throat. Guy with COVID. But you have it.
I don't have. I have a rhinovirus, dude.
You better have a rhinovirus if this is clearly just COVID.
No, it's not.
Look, if this is just a full episode where Matt definitely gives me COVID and me and Lemaire both die from being fat, you have to release the photo. That has to be.
I will.
That photo, promise me that will be my funeral card.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
It'll be like, "On Eagles." like an angel holding the picture and it's just you in that. Just like we're here to celebrate the life. What is it, boys? Did you crack the Finian conspiracy?
Well, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, Catholic.
God damn it.
Of Philly, Catholic. Mm-hmm. How about the Federal
Shut
Reserve
it down.
Overall? What are they all doing?
Punch, dude.
Just look up the Federal Reserve.
I did.
And the Federal Reserve Catholic. Google it.
Yeah, for real, dude.
He did.
The Catholics.
Patrick T. Harker.
Old Patty Harker.
Oh, that's
controlling the fucking monies. Patty Harker. That's why he's shutting down all the Wawas. The Catholics are shutting them down.
The Catholic Church has a lot of gold ingots stored with the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank.
We're breaking this conspiracy right now.
We're going to get killed, dude.
Do you think the Catholics are going to get us?
Yeah, dude.
Probably.
They're going to get us.
They're going to get us.
We're either going to get our heads chopped off by, you know, fanaticists from Islamabad. Catholics, dude.
The Catholics are the last one. Do you want to bother?
Dude, it's going to be like our life's going to turn into an episode of His Dark Materials, dude.
What's that?
Just like they get persecuted by like the religious fanatics. Pretty good. Dude, there was another thing too from that book about how, you know, a lot of times there just wouldn't be enough money to go around. They're like, you know, it was like physical coins. So what they would do is take like, say, you know, I gave you like, you know, 3 pigs and you owed me, you know, 3 pigs or whatever. We would rip a little branch off of a little tree, like a twig. And I'd hit like 3 marks on the one end, 3 marks on the other end, break it in half. That you would call the end with the thing that's owed to it, the stock, and the thing that you have would be called a stub. That's where stockholder ticket stub came from.
Wow. They rip
the thing, give you the other half. That's where the stub came from. That was like back in the day. Then you'd have all these stubs. I'm like, yeah, this is this guy's. He owes me this. And you could trade it to him. And be like, all right, sweet. That's as good as three pigs. But the whole premise of the book, too.
A couple IOUs for some pigs.
They talk about that. And they also say that the idea of they say.
What do you think of wiping out college debt?
Yeah, we'd be fine.
Sick?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tight?
I think we could wipe out college. I mean, that's the point. It's like you could totally wipe it out. And like, I think we're on like a pure. And the other thing, too, people are like, we need to go back to the gold standard. Like we need to, I've heard people like, money's not even attached to anything. And the movie Wizard of Oz was actually about how that caused problems because there would be money would be limited in supply. And so they would trick like farmers into – the Wizard of Oz is all about how they were fucking Kansas farmers over and then giving them loans they couldn't repay and then stealing their farms. So the Scarecrow was a farmer who was too dumb to like not walk into a stupid loan. The Tin Man was the industrial class who didn't have like the heart to like, you know, help. Or like, he didn't have the, whatever the fuck he didn't have.
And his was heart.
Yeah, it was heart. He, like, didn't have a heart to, like, you know, whatever. And then...
Wait, what was the Lions then?
Courage.
Yeah, but
the Lions was the political class. Like, the elite who, like, just sat there and just kind of watched it. And it's like, if you know, again, Wizard of Oz, ounce. Because the guy who... There was a guy who was running... wanted to run silver standard, too, so, like, they could increase the money supply. Then the government was like, how about we just issue debt and call that money? And everyone's like, okay, whatever. We don't know what to do. That sounds good.
I like it.
But yeah, dude, it goes into like Adam Smith's theories and how we're like, oh, money just came out of barter and how they were basically like, this guy's an anthropologist. He's like, we have never seen any society
that much. Because of the old invisible hand.
Dude, they were talking about.
I know words.
Yeah, exactly. So he was saying there's never.
That's what people should call the stranger. You know, when you sit on your hand. When you sit on your hand until it falls asleep and you jerk off with it.
Well, do you want to talk about something
hot? Old Adam Smith.
The invisible hand?
The invisible hand controlling the market.
Dude, this guy starts talking about different methods of
trade. That was
trade.
A dud.
That was good.
Nah, come it on. Stunk. I'm fucking just excited hack. To talk I about suck.
The Zamolog exchange,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I'm struggling. Go ahead.
Nah, dude, you killed it. Wait, come on, dude.
No, you have COVID, you idiot. I'm risking my life for this episode. Don't give this salt lamp COVID.
Dude, it'll purify itself, dude. There's this so this guy's like going into like trying to – he's basically saying like, you know, I'm an anthropologist and, you know, none of us can find – societies where people who live together live on barter. Like, hey, I got three pigs. How about you trade me this?
It's just Rodney Dangerfield? Yeah. Hey, I got three pigs.
He was like, it's kind of a myth. He's like, you know, there's sometimes people will barter, but it's usually after they've been exposed to money. You know, it's not something – like barter doesn't predate money. So according to this guy.
But it has to.
No, he said people – it was just on like credit.
Sharing?
But it's different though because that was a whole other thing too. It's like the idea of – you know, again, this guy – I'm going to butcher what the fuck he's talking about. But he was saying how, like, people were like, well, you know, the Native Americans, where they'd have a guy in their village who was good at this. And they just had longhouses where they just be like, well, you need shoes? Like, lady, go get this.
Yeah,
just kept all their shit in the house. And like,
yeah.
So people didn't barter within communities, but they would barter with, like, enemies and people they weren't really, like strangers. So this one society he was studying, I think it was somewhere in Brazil, but it was called the Zamolog Exchange. So you would grow, so you'd live in this area and like it was just taboo. Like you couldn't bone anyone from this other area ever. Like it was just off limits, weren't allowed to do it, weren't allowed to do anything with them.
Yeah.
But like once a year, you guys would get like, you know, say like you guys made like some sick ass spears. They had maybe somehow they got some European linens or something. They'd be like, all right, we're going to meet for the Zamolog Exchange where you would go and then like say like you, me, fucking Nolan Lemaire, we would all get on stage and like start like playing like instruments, and then late like other dudes' wives would come with like say they had the cloths, they would start like whipping our birds with the cloths while we played songs, and then you'd finish up, and then they would take you in the bushes and you would just bone this guy's fucking wife, and then it would, you know, it would keep going and going until everyone's wife boned, and then the next people would come up, and then the dudes would come up with spears.
Wait, what are you talking about?
This is how this guy was talking about how like, you know, they're like, oh, these systems just barter. If you're like a little hunter-gatherer village in Brazil.
I can really hear the COVID in you now.
It's a cough drop, dude. He's like, if you're like a hunter-gatherer village in Brazil, you don't have
to do now this. I can't go to Thanksgiving.
Yes, you can.
If I get a cold, even if I get a cold.
I'll have a test tomorrow. I'll have test results tomorrow.
Okay.
You won't get this rhinovirus. And
if I get a cold.
Don't act like I didn't tell you. I'd do a Zoom.
You did tell me. I didn't know it was this bad.
It's not bad.
You're barely alive, dude. You're going to be on a ventilator at the end of this episode.
You know I won't let them put me on one, dude. You know that.
You better not.
I won't.
What if they're like, you absolutely need to be on? You'll be like, okay, help.
I'm not going on that thing, dude. First of all, dude. I
might get on a ventilator regardless.
My diaphragmatic bleed is ridiculous. Great. Well, I didn't want to give you a full one. It would disturb people at home, dude. First of all, dude, I go in the hospital. I'm on my grounding mat the entire time. The doctor's been, we've never seen anything like this, dude.
This guy's neutrons are through the roof.
Pure menthol Ricolas, dude. They're like, dude, what the fuck? I'm on vitamin D. Come on, dude. Don't. Come on. Let me tell you about the Zamolog exchange, right, dude.
So we're playing instruments. We're fucking people's wives. They're towel whipping our dicks.
Yeah, like you get the gifts and you just like, you know, whip people's boners. Everyone's like, dude, this fucking rules. So then, you know, you go and guys are like pushing their wives. Like, go fuck that guy. Go fuck that guy.
For what?
This is just like there. It's like a ceremony of trade. This is kind of like okay. They don't really ever trade. They just like have.
So what's the fucking just for fun?
Well, it's just kind of to like, you know, because the whole thing. This is what the guy's saying. Trades kind of surround it with kind of like this, like, you know, risky energy where it's like, how do you, if you get fucked on a trade, then you want to go in that village and fuck everybody up.
Yeah.
But if everyone just fucked each other's wives, everyone's like, whatever, man. You know.
True.
It kind of takes the edge off. That was the whole point. It takes the whole edge off the situation. So you're in this, like, it's a life or death for these guys. It's like, you know, if somebody gets bucked or pissed, like, there's no one stopping them from murdering everybody's tribe.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, these spears fucking blow. And someone's like, fuck you. It's like, now everyone's fighting to the death. So that's why, like, you got to have people boning. Everyone's cum's got to be out of them. So that was the whole thing. It was like, they would go, present
gifts. You need logic. You need logic in the trade. Everybody needs to be cum drained.
For sure. I mean, it's pretty smart. And, dude, how fucking fun does that sound, to be honest? You go up there, you're playing guitar, someone's whipping your bird with a towel.
Yeah, and then your wife gets tagged by some
dude.
You're
tagging some dude's wife. It's even exchange.
What if it's not an even exchange? What if you have bae? What if somebody's dating a Dunkums?
I mean, dude.
You get matched up with a Dunkums.
I'm pretty sure the tea's so high. Just a
stank Dunkums.
Then a fight could break out, dude. You could be like, I don't want your, like, I don't want your Dunkums.
Yeah, Dunkums. No Dunkums. Dunkum deal.
Although I think. No. I think you're just so horny, dude. You're just like, sweet.
I'd tag up a Dunkums behind a bush.
And she's been whipping also, your bird with a towel in front of everybody. That'll turn anyone into an absolute object of desire.
Bushed up Dunkums. Oh, dude. She'd be so hairy and dunked out.